continues the Sugya in the Yerushalmi, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Tefillin. So this implies, says Rav Yosef, that you would, if you would have actual koma, because remember, it says over your omarim are by definition not connected, but if you had koma, even though the koma is yivesha, it's just completely dry, ready to be cut, but you haven't cut it yet, it's not omarim. So the mashma'ut is, if it's not omarim, so then it's also to have a gefen next to it. So I now cannot go and plant a new gefen next to my kama, even though my kama is meant to be cut. Otherwise, he could have cut a bigger chiddush. What happens in the case of the omarim? What I'd like to know is, what about the inverse case? What about the case where the gefanim are dry, and they're now no longer usable trees? They're meant to be cut down now. Can I be Zorea next to them? As this is the case in which the tree is no good, right?
The line still?
No, it's Omed Liyakir, right? It's just a question of whether it's Marisa Ayin. Or do we say that it's evident in that case that it's not Kiloyakir? Nashmina Minhaga. Let's bring a riot from the following case. Yefen Shiyabsha Asura Ve'ina Mikadeshah. So a gefen that is dried out, it's asura to plant. However, if you plant it, b'di'evet, it's not mekadesh, and it doesn't offer. The Omer, Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar pointed out, this is going, this, that it says it's also the chaschila, the bizorea, is going according to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Omer, afiu gefen at semer offer, le'enu mekadesh. This is Rabbi Meir, who's very machmir on Marisa Ayin. And he says even cotton looks too similar to... People get mixed up thinking it's a gefen, it's semi-gefen, I don't know, but it's kind of gefen, and therefore it's going to be kalayim. Why is this guy planting there? So he holds, he's very machmir on the level of Marisa Ayin, Rabbi Meir. So that would mean that if you don't hold... Okay, so people get mixed up because it's a type of gefen, he says. So Hada Amra, so if you don't hold the Rebbe Meir to be so wildly machmir, so then that would mean, according to us, it should be mutter to be Zoraya B'tzad Yifanim Yivetro, because Rebbe Lazar said, this is only going on the Rebbe Meir, who stretches trees to include even dried vines to look like it can. But if you don't hold of that, any more than you would hold that cotton is a vine, so then you would say the same thing, that a dried vine is not a can.
In fact, in the winter, a grapevine looks...
Maybe we'll have to go out again on our field trip. Time's coming closer. The in some who? Yes, but he's out of the country. He will be back, but he isn't yet. For the time. The in some who? Now, getting back to the Mishnah, so it says you can be gomim at pachot mitefach, right? As long as it's a tefach, less than a tefach, it's not considered to be a kerem, we said. But you'll notice that the Mishnah does says, and in the end, he'll have to be misharish, right? Now the reason for that is because even when you cut down the vine, they're going to start sprouting. So in the end, you have to. What happens if they do start sprouts? So then, im samchu mutarot shavah. Whatever grow up until the moment that they sprout would be mutter, but whatever continues to grow afterwards is now kelai. So it's a level. Gahad Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, what he does is gam karmaya. He would gomem his kerem, or to less than a tefa, and he told his artist, okay, poke zra. Grow out now, and you can be Zorea, because no longer is a shame carrot. In the Zora, after he was Zorea, his Aris, it's something. The plant, the less than a tefach gefanim, started to be tzomeach again. So he said to the guy, well, Amalei, poke chatzod, then rip it out, because we got to lion now. In the chatzod, atavi, now after he ripped it out, the gefen died. So then he said, okay, poke some up. Now you can go and put the seeds back next to the gefen. Rabbi Zira, boy. So Rabbi Zira asked, is it only someone like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Shohu Omer Ladat Imunah. I mean, it's clear that Rav Shimon Yehuda kept his eye on this. The moment that there was any change in the status of the vines, he was really serious about taking out the vines if necessary after he was going into less than a tefach. So we see clearly that this man really does not want the carom over here, but maybe just the regular guy in the street. Shar b'nei adam, she'ino min ladat gemurah. If they're gomim, can we really trust them that they don't want a carom? Or on the contrary, they want an excuse to be able to be zoreah, huh? And they're just waiting for this little something out to be tzameach again and give them back their carom, and therefore essentially they're going to be mekayim. I mean, do we rely even on other people? Chazav Omar, truth is, I feel that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ino oser, elo mishum ma'isa ayin. I mean, it's not as if it really makes a difference. Because mi'ikra adin, even less than a karam, is not considered to be a karam. The only point is we're being mocked because of ma'isa ayin. Good. So after they talk of something that's what we're chayshish, well, maybe the guy is a phony and this. To be chayshish, maybe a guy is a phony on something that isn't even an answer. And we're only answering, you know, it's Mars iron because it looks like a charm is growing. If we're Mars, it's less than a tefach. After they talk, we wouldn't be mocked. But of course, the halacha was meant even for the guy in the street.
So if it continues to grow.
But once it grew up already, so then at that point it wouldn't be an answer.
For anybody.
Yeah. Okay, Tanai Yehoshua, which was in the end of Brother Tom. There was a Tanai of Yehoshua. One of the Tanai of Yehoshua was that Ayumalaki Masabim Mikomachom. This has been brought in our Agav, our discussion about the Kilsum that things grew up in. So he said, anybody who wants can go into a field and rip out the weeds in order to use these weeds for a gas station for his animals on a trip. And there's no hakpada for stopping at the side of the road and going into this guy's field. Chut mistekil tam, but when it comes to a stekil tam, over there it's up. Says Rav Yaakov Baraka, b'shem Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman, kishezara la'amir, not yitam. It says over here that you're not allowed to take out the asabim from the field of Siltan. I like it. You got the rhythm of the sugya here. That's only talking about where you had planted the Siltan as animal feed. And the animal can do perfectly well with an extra asabim there. It's a good for the character, the built character right there. Yeah, it gives it a little roughage, but that's okay. It's fine for an animal, it's fine. So it's talking about, Tanai over here was only for someone who was growing Siltan for animal feed. That's where you got a problem of not going in there. But
stealing
yourself? Yeah, because then you're stealing his animal feed. The guy looks like he was planted for animal feed. So he's made up for these weeds.
In the first case, when he...
If he's planning on using it for salads and so on, so then he doesn't... You talking about our case? When is the first case? We don't have a first case.
The animal eats the guy's...
No, you go into his field and you rip it up. That's the snot. For your animal, yeah. They didn't have gas station in those days. They had snot Yehoshua. Well, it was very convenient. Wherever you were, you just went in and picked up some gas.
Yeah, but that's not called
stealing from the gas. That was the Tanai of Yehoshua. That's only where it wasn't planted with Akiva for animal feed. But if the weed... No, it's a weed in his tulip field. He doesn't want it there. Yeah, but if he planted Tiltan...
A field of Tiltan.
So then it says he can't take it. And now we're trying to claim... Where does the Brisa say you can't take it? Does the Mishnah actually say you can't take it? That's not where the Tiltan was planted for animal feed, in which case the weeds are also animal feed. That's why should you take it? He wants it. Why should you be allowed to take it? But if you planted it for people, then you wouldn't be allowed to take it. So we ask on this, so then how do you explain our sugyan? But the meaning of the same Tiltan, Shalat, Minea, Savim, Ein, Chayvin, Otobin, Achesh. We just got finished saying that in the field of Pilsen, where you have these weeds that are growing, he doesn't even have to weed it. Why? Because it's so obvious that that's bad for the field of Pilsen, that why should he weed it? I understand. We're running around in circles over here. So you're telling me that the field of Pilsen, here it says the Fairish, doesn't require weeding because the guy doesn't want to weed. So Mamela, we understand. So then you should be able to take it. You're saying that the case over here would have to be different. So what would be the case? Well, obviously, with Yaakov Bar-Hakha became Garmi, on his own, in other words, in his own name, like that. I'm saying this in my own name, we say in English, and in the name of my family. So in my own name, here we have a marker for that strange formulation. Why don't you just say, I am in the name of my family? No, in my own name. Bashim Garmi, he says, Kisha Halat Lazara. I guess we'll have to say that the difference is, in a case where the guy is growing zera, right, he doesn't want the asabim, whereas the case of Yoshua is talking about where the guy planted it for Amir, and therefore you can't go ahead and take it from it. So now that would mean, this is very strange, because now we're saying, you don't have to weed your own field of Pilsen when it was planted for grain. Right. But you would certainly, if you planted it for Amir, then it would be Shemarim. You can't plant Kalayim for your animal either. Of course, where you planted it for Amir, Yoshua allowed you to take the plants out. But when you planted it for grain, Yoshua allows you to take the plants out because you don't want the weeds. But if you planted it for Amir, Yoshua says, no, don't take it out because the guy wants it. Oh, the guy wants it because he planted Kalayim. In other words, Yoshua's Tanai is for people who are over Avera and plant Goliath. And we say, well, of course, we want to protect these people. So don't take out for your animal the weed that he planted Goliath. Excuse me? So is it, if you load by Yoshua the fire shall over Avera? What was Yoshua coming to say then? You're going to say, well, if he's over in Avera, so then, notice he wants the Asav in there and it's Kilayim, then you can't come and take it over Avera, so then it's also Mishum Gazel. Lo over Avera, then it's Mutter Mishum Gazel. I mean, this is a very strange lie that Yoshua would have made to Havi, therefore it is clear that all of this you're making up. Lo Shanya, he Shazar la Zera, he Shazar la Amir. It's clear that there cannot be a difference between the case of Zara La Amir, and we're going to have to say that when we're talking about a sedate Pilsen, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to take out those weeds, whether it was for Amir, whether it was for Zara, and that's simply because Asabim we don't view as being damaging. And what about now the Mishnah Vatanina V'chein Pilsen Shehala Mina Asabim Ein Mekayim Oto L'Nachesh? So what are you going to do? You're worried about that, right? I mean, so mashma, that it's not Kilayim. And here you're saying, whether it's for Amir or whether it's for Zera, there's no problem you're not allowed to take it because the guy does want it. I don't understand. If he does want it, then it is Kilayim. So what's happening over here? Oh, Im Omer Ak Shedato Alehem. If you're going to tell me that he wants it, so then why isn't it Kilayim? He should have to be Menachesh. And our Mishnah just said, no, you don't have to worry about that. That's what's bothering you. I'll tell you the answer. Rav Acha, B'Shem of Maisha, and he says, Rotseh hu behen ki'ilu akurim u'munachim lefanav. Therefore, what it means is like this, that if he doesn't want them when they're mechuber, why wouldn't he want them? Because obviously, if he doesn't want them, that is, if he wants them out of here, right? So then it's ki'ilu akurim. But if he wants them for his behema, that is, he wants them therefore to be akur for his behema, that would mean, in other words, if you go and you're okur, he's not interested in being okur. If you go and you're okur, the moment that you're okur, he wants it. Because then it becomes valuable for his behemoth. So therefore, it would be ki'ilu aturin umunakim lefanat. At that point, he really likes it. So then you say that about anything. So me'ata, you could say, in Moshe, Shalayim v'kerem. Me'ata mishum gezel. We should say, therefore, that even though it says mutarim mishum gezel, because Bialim never wants shalayim in their kerem, and therefore they're very happy for you to remove it, we should say, but they shouldn't be mutar, because now that you're over it, he's very happy and now he wants it, right? And so what's the difference between the filta now and anything else? Seems to me that you're running around in circles. The moment you're going to say, well, he would not want it because if it's Goliath, he doesn't want it because he doesn't want to answer it. But on the other hand, you can't take it because if you take it, then he does want it because he wants it for his animal feed. So then we should never ask, we should never be mafia, rather, taking something which is Goliath on the basis of the person not wanting it because the moment you'll take it, he does want it. So how does this ever add up? Rabbi Yossi law, I'm not saying. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that shot. He says like this. He doesn't want them at all, the truth is. Even if they were, in his mind, akurim, it's only after he actually sees them akurim that then he will decide that he wants them. That's how he put it. And we ask on that, we test it out too. May I tell my such a line that Karami has turned me from Gezel? She so who wrote to them? Kilo Akumin Umunatim the Fanal. So how do you explain that? Khan Yeshlo in Lihitanes. If you have, in our case, you have now the weeds growing inside of his tilpan, which Yeshua asked. Over there isn't a problem to do it even with Fatima. In other words, he would be allowed to bring in these asabim for his animal feed. Because in that case, he's planting it lechatchila, and he has amir, in other words, he's got animal feed, whereas tan, in lo imi lechaneh, by killing him, he has no way of bringing in lechatchila, no matter what his intent was. He would have no way of bringing in a field of this type to have Zoyim together with his Karen. It would always be Kalayat Karen. And his responsibility would therefore be to go and to dig out anything that's there. But over here, in the case of the Amir, it is certainly possible for him to have a case where he was Zoreya for Zera, right? Because there it's damaging. And there it doesn't look like Kalayim. So there is a major difference between the cases. In a case of Kaloi HaKerem, there would never be an excuse to have anything else there. Mamela taking it out is essential for him. Over there, nobody would have said, not Rabbi Yossi and not Ramaisha, that at that point, now he decides he wants it. He has to get rid of it. Marshenkin over here, he's got an excuse at how to bring it in there. Where do we have to?
We're on the way down on the day.
Okay. Alright, so maybe we can hold it over here and continue tomorrow.